Hey Katie, old buddy, old pal, have you heard of Crunchums?
Crunchums, Aoife? Old buddy, old pal, isn't that the sort of healthy but not really healthy cereal bar that's loaded with sugar?
The very same. Absolutely jam-packed with jam, Mama S, Sucra, sweet, sweet.
I get it. It's loaded with sugar. Yum. What's the scoop, Aoife? Are Crunchums coming out with a new flavour?
Not really. Katie, Crunchums are going through some changes.
Changes? What changes?
Well...
RTE News has learned that the popular cereal bar Crunch M's has been recalled from all nationwide retail outlets. The bars are leaving the market in disgrace after a small child found a human tooth, a blue Lego brick, and the keys to a 1998 Ford Fiesta in their Crunch M's breakfast bar. The manufacturers of the product, previous contestants on the RTE show The Novice, have declined to comment.
Crunchables was meant to be a silly school project. The healthy cereal bar that didn't taste like butt. That was our plan. I'm Aoife, and I made Crunchums with my best friend Katie. We were top of the world, and then it all turned to crumbs. Who would have thought that a cereal bar empire established to compete in a low-budget reality show run by 2 12-year-olds would flame out like that?
Aoife, are you still going on about Crunchums? It was like 100 years ago.
The business shut down last week, Katie. We are no longer preteen business moguls. We're just... regular kids.
Chill. We're going on our holidays, Aoife.
Our what?
Hollybobs.
In English?
Our holidays. It's exciting. Look, we're pulling into the station now, so turn that frown upside down, yeah?
Okay.
We are now entering Threadgemoor. Could passengers please make their way to the front of the train? It's, a small platform. Tiny, really. More of a postage stamp.
Woo, let's go.
Hold on, I'm getting my stuff. Katie, wait up.
Thanks for letting us stay, Mrs. Mulhall.
No bother, Katie. It's always nice to see a friend of Aoife's. Plus, that was some entrance in Tridmore.
It's not funny, Nana.
I've never seen the likes of it. Katie got onto the platform on her chair, all grand. The train started pulling away. And Aoife jumps from another door like an action star, like your man in those movies. You know your man.
No clue.
The little lad who's always running. Your man, what's his chaps? Thomas Boat? Tommy Ship?
Tom Cruise?
That's the one. Aoife, you look just like him.
Tom Cruise is like a million years old.
Oi, none of that ageism here, missus. Tridmore is an all-ages town.
Cut me some slack, Nana. I couldn't see where Katie was and I panicked. I've never jumped from a train before.
You were all...
No one takes me seriously. This is why I need to make a podcast. Our business was in tatters and we were banished from Dublin to this godforsaken ghost town in the Irish Midlands. What would become of us?
Excuse you, Aoife.
Aoife's been podcasting her sadness away since Crunchums crunched it. Our friend Rian gave her the idea.
A listener called Aoife wrote in to ask my advice on failure. Well, Aoife, my advice? Podcast it. Experiencing failure? It's a podcast about failure. Got a weird looking toe? It's a podcast about weird looking toes. You know my motto. When life hands you lemons,
make podcasts!
And other affiliated media, it's all story, baby.
Rian's advice was good, but who'd want to listen to a podcast about 2 washed up 12-year-olds having the most boring summer ever?
Cork it. We're on our hollybobs.
Stop saying hollybobs.
Never!
Whoa, what gives, Nana?
I've had enough bickering in my time. It's a waste and I'm not putting up with it anymore. We're getting some fresh air. We're going to the park. Welcome to Unity Park, girls. Isn't it beautiful?
It smells like... What is that smell?
The outdoors.
Oh yeah, weird. The park was a dense mix of weeds and debris. As we walked through this pit, the stench of the Midlands filled our nostrils.
This park is the pride of Tridmore.
I love it here. There are wildflowers and... Cool, that's a bug hotel. Hey, little dudes.
My mum says everywhere in Ireland is hotels these days.
Gracious, Aoife. You're awful grumpy.
Sorry, Nana. Cheer up.
She's just down about Crunchums, Mrs. Mulhall.
What's that noise?
Sounds like an earthquake.
That's no natural disaster, girls. Though this lot will make you quake in your boots.
What do you mean, Nana?
It's the roller derby team.
Roller derby?
People of Tridmore!
We are the Unite! And we are your local derby team.
I'm Tiff. They call me Tough Cookie.
I'm Rosa. They call me the Blur.
and fast.
I'm Poppy. My derby name is Rage Machine.
Prepare to be amazed.
Are they scaling up a tree?
Over here, Tim.
I can't look.
Ooh.
To me.
Now they're skating in pyramid formation.
I'm on your inside.
This is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
They're gonna fall.
No chance. That lad performed skates on her feet.
I wish I could do that.
Don't be daft, Katie. That looks dangerous.
Anyone can join the derby. Come down. We'll show you the ropes.
Even in my chair?
Hey, it has wheels, hasn't it?
We're always looking for new players. It's a good way to make friends.
Plus, we're the best team in the league, right, girls?
Right!
Katie already has a friend. Thanks, though.
Aoife.
Find us if you change your mind. Bye!
Bye! That was epic, I guess.
I think we need a hand getting around this park. Hangar!
You rang, Nana?
Girls, this is Hangar. He's the park security guard. He runs the roller rink and he's in my bird watching group, the Tweeters. Ah, there's more of the Tweeters now.
Can't stop. I think I saw a heron in the park.
They're always in a hurry. Catch up with the rest of you Tweeters later. Sticking around to take us on a tour, Hangar?
But of course. Follow me, ladies.
Wait a minute. Don't we know you?
Holy guacamole. It's Harry.
Harry? I don't know. No stinking Harry.
Nana, that's Harry O'Connor. Your man who presented the novice. It's definitely him. With a fake beard.
Fake beard?
Time for a recap, podcasters. Listeners, let's back it up. Katie and I had just landed in Tridmore, and I thought we were facing the most boring summer of our lives. Then, wham! Nana introduced us to this hangar guy. Only his name isn't Hangar. It's Harry. Harry O'Connor. The same Harry that produced The Novice. Here's a soundbite.
This January, RTE is airing its most explosive reality show yet. Forget about celebrities jiving their way to more fame. Forget about bad dates or underwhelming singing competitions with those swinging chairs. It's time to go back to school. We're shining a light on the brightest young entrepreneurs in the country. Or at least, the brightest young entrepreneurs in the one school we visited.
Same voice, right? We had no idea what happened to Harry after The Novice. But we knew someone that did.
Who?
Rian, his nephew.
Oh yeah, Handy. Man, we've got connections.
You've got Rian, the Prince of Podcasting.
Rian, we're staying with my Nana on our holidays down in Tridmore. And we think we just saw your Uncle Harry in a fake beard.
Harry isn't the same man he was. Not since The Novice was axed by RTE.
So, what happened to him?
Same thing that happens to every disgraced producer, Casey. He was run out of Dublin with nothing but the clothes on his back, a modest payout, and a set of wigs. It's a sad, sad story.
Katie, we've got to unmask Harry.
Agreed. Maybe he'll share those wigs with us.
Girls, we need to keep up with Hangar or you won't get your tour of the park.
Right behind you, Nana. Our job was to unmask Harry and find out just what he was doing in Tridmore. Crunchums might have crunched it, but I could feel a mystery in the air. We'd stumbled across something. But what?
We know what you stumbled into, Aoife. It was all over your shoes. Clean up after your dogs, people.
I was referring to the thrilling events in Tridmore. Events that would bust our brains and strain our close friendship as we got closer and closer to the truth of a long-buried local secret. Katie and I had no idea what we were stepping into.
She's not just talking about dog poop there.
Join us, listeners, as we explore the secrets at the heart of this community. I'm Aoife.
And I'm Katie.
And this is...
Serial Park Life.
Serial Park Life was written by Carol Walsh. It was produced by Nikki Cochran for RTE Junior Radio, with help from Aoife O'Neill
and Niamh Bennett.
Featuring Sive Marshall Cochran as Aoife.
Sophia Mulvaney as Katie.
Bernard McDermott as Rian.
Lauren Fablan as Tiff.
Poppy Lawler as Poppy.
Rosa Marshall Cochran as Rosa.
Jane Gribben as Nana.
Ray Cuddihy.
For more information, head to rte.ie/kids. In your face, Rian. I told you we could podcast.